Well, the aircraft, aviation and aerospace industry in our state, including here in Manhattan, is a significant component of how we earn a living. We spent a lot of time this morning talking about agriculture, but the aerospace and aviation industry contributes lots of high-paying jobs. Part of my goal in public service is to see that kids who like science and mathematics, engineering, and research have not only a place to be educated in our state at our universities and our K through 12 education, but they have a place to land, a career to have in Kansas. And this is a huge component of whether or not that's going to be possible. There is virtually no good news when it comes to aerospace and aviation. Wichita and the center, that part of Kansas that's centered around Wichita, has had significant challenges. It started with the MAX, the 737 MAX, and its decertification. And that had consequences. The aviation companies in Wichita in that area have laid off, furloughed many employees to the tune of thousands. And now comes along COVID, and most of the aviation work in Kansas is related to commercial. In other words, passenger service, and the demand for airlines, the demand by customers to fly on airlines is very small compared to what it was. And unfortunately, the reports, the analysis that I read indicates that this is a 2 or 3 year circumstance until people are again commercially flying in the numbers that we were before COVID-19. So there, this next phase, one, there is a platform at the Federal Reserve and Treasury Department that allows companies of that size, like the ones in Kansas, to borrow money from the Federal Reserve. So there is a lending opportunity, a credit opportunity for those businesses. My staff and I are working with a couple of other senators. I chair the Aerospace Caucus in the United States Senate. It's a group of senators who banded together to try to be helpful to people who work in the aviation and aerospace sector. And we're trying to come up with a public-private partnership that keeps people employed in aviation. And as recently as this week, we were working with companies and the Department of Defense to increase defense contracting in Kansas. I serve on the Appropriations Committee. I serve on the committee that appropriates for the Department of Defense. And we've utilized that position to get Army, Air Force, Navy personnel, generals and admirals, secretaries of cabinet positions, secretary, for example, of the Army, to Kansas to see what we have, so that we know we're going to continue spending money on defense during this period of time. And the more defense business we can get to Kansas, the more we can kind of even out the challenges we face in this important, significant employment sector of our Kansas economy.